The first real test for Coach Kim Caldwell and the Lady Vols comes via their first power conference match against the Florida State Seminoles, and they also sport the National Player of the Week in what could turn into an absolute track meet. Might actually be a game determined by who owns the offensive rebounding margin. I'm Paige Dower. This is the Field Pass on Full Disclosure. As far as wins and losses are concerned, the Lady Vols couldn't have started their season any better than they did, but when they get ready to welcome in a power conference team like the 8-1 Seminoles, you start to wonder what aspects of the Lady Vols game might get exposed in this power conference match. For starters, it might be their efficiency behind the three-point line. They've got a couple of games that were not great percentage shooting-wise from the three-point line, a couple other games where the percentage shooting was a little bit better behind the arc. So you look at their last game, they took a season-high 41 attempts from the three-point line, but they converted their second worst percentage at 24%. So you start to look at that and you're like, maybe they just need to like not take as many shots behind the three-point line. Are they rushing the shots? Are these shots just on fast breaks? Or is it a lot of inside-out movement? Well, it's the latter. That's why you're not as concerned with that 24% margin, because the shots did come from great passing. It came from offensive rebounding. So then you're inside-out. It wasn't necessarily on all of these fast breaks, but it's that moment where you're looking at the offensive rebounding that actually might help their three-point shooting a little bit better, because Coach Kim Caldwell says, you look at the first three games, she's like, maybe we shot better, but I didn't like our shot selection. This last game, we didn't have our best percentage clip, but I liked our shot selection a lot better. And if they're able to build momentum and growth off of how they are getting those three-point attempts, I think we'll see success against the Florida State Seminoles. But it all starts with being able to create some offense, get your offense set, settle in early, and I think that's where we'll see more efficiency behind the arc.
It comes with pace. It comes with time. A lot of them have maybe shot two threes their whole career, and now they're allowed to shoot two or three a game. And so it just comes with time of getting comfortable knocking them down. But you got to put the work in.
Secondly, we know this game will be a track meet. These are two programs that are averaging about 95 points per game to start the season, although the Florida State Seminoles have sustained that clip a little bit longer, being 8-1 on the year. And when you're thinking about wanting to slow down your opponent, that probably would be a huge key to the game, right? Well, not necessarily for a Coach Kim Caldwell-led team. She loves the fast-paced game. We know that specifically when we see timeouts called or the game being stopped because of a foul, and it just kind of disrupts the flow that they're able to build before they're, you know, subbing in and subbing out. So it's not necessarily, oh, how do we slow down Florida State? It is about getting good defensive stops, and that's where you hope this game is tailor-made for Talaysia Cooper, because we see so much of her defense feeding into her offense in the form of steals and turnovers. So hopefully we see a lot of that. But she says getting those defensive stops really might come in the half court. But she also knows that her team has to be resilient. She says that this game is likely going to be a game of runs. So how are the Lady Vols going to respond when the run's going their way? How are they going to respond when the runs aren't going their way? And she says at the end of the day, it really is just all about effort.
Offensive rebounds are going to be huge. We got to go get second chances. We got to sit down and guard. We have to find ways to help ourselves, because you're not always going to shoot well. Hopefully you don't shoot 29% every single game. You are going to have games where you shoot 35. You are going to have games where you shoot low 20s. So that's where the possessions come into play: offensive rebound, effort, and getting stops in the half court.
The third challenge, of course, is going to be Tanaya Latson, who's the National Player of the Week. She has a number of double-doubles on this season, just had a triple-double. She leads the nation in scoring with 26 points per game on average. So stopping her will be the biggest point of emphasis for this game. As Coach Kim Caldwell describes it, she says she's dangerous everywhere.
Dangerous everywhere. And so we're just going to have to put our best defender on her, try to be in the gaps. She's hard to slow down.
So a huge challenge for the Lady Vols coming up on Wednesday in what Coach Kim Caldwell calls a very big measuring stick for this program. So you hope they can get their get back win like they did against MTSU earlier this season, but with a win in this ACC-SEC challenge. I'll have much more on the Lady Vols in a post-game report on Wednesday. As far as tonight on Tuesday, the men are also partaking in the SEC-ACC challenge against Syracuse. So I'll have a post-game report on that game as well tonight, probably again around like 10:30. But thank you all so much for watching. Please like, subscribe, and I'll talk to you guys in a few hours.